At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming out today. Can you hear me okay? That's great. That's great. So we're here today with a lot of people from the community, a lot of people who volunteer at the Buffalo Animal Shelter. If you're a volunteer at the Animal Shelter, can you raise your hand and we can hear from you?
Woo!
Yeah! So a lot of people in the community to pitch in to help the Animal Shelter. We have a small group of dedicated city employees who work at the animal shelter. They're all at AFSCME Local 264, and they can tell you what they need to be able to do a better service here. They can tell you the facilities that they need. So the Buffalo Animal Shelter is in desperate need of help, and the city of Buffalo isn't doing anything to help. Every year, the shelter takes in thousands of animals, but there's not enough space to hold them all safely. And there's not enough staff to care for them. Animals are waiting sometimes for days or weeks for urgent medical care. They're not getting their rabies shots in a timely manner. And the lack of capacity means that far too many, are being euthanized. Last year, 664 animals and cats died here. That's almost a quarter of the animals that came in. It's animal cruelty, plain and simple. But it's a solvable problem. 70% of the shelters in New York State are no-kill shelters. What does it mean to be a no-kill shelter? That means that at least 90% of the animals that they care for are not harmed. So this is the only kill shelter in Erie County. Cheektowaga figured it out. West Seneca figured it out. The SPCA, they've got to really figure it out. But the city of Buffalo is still operating a kill shelter. Back in 2022, New York State passed a new law called the Companion Animal Standards Act. The law creates new requirements for animal shelter. It mandates better standards for everything from staff training to sanitation protocols to veterinary care and to staffing levels. All things designed to make the shelter safer for animals. That law came with a grace period to get up to code. The state also provided money for shelters to come up to code through the Department of Agriculture. Those standards go into effect this December. Guess what? After 3 years, the city of Buffalo hasn't done a thing to comply with the new laws. That's right, 3 years have gone by, no progress. So we passed a law to protect animals, and the city of Buffalo saying, well, we'll just pay the fine. They kicked the can down the road for 3 years instead of fixing the problems with the shelter. And Chris Scanlon is content to keep kicking the can by paying the fine instead of adhering to the law and they're allowing their cruelty to continue. It's the kind of attitude we've come to expect from City Hall. And that's why we're dealing with a budget crisis. The city spent years kicking the can down the road. They said, let's just put it off till another year and the next year. And now Chris Ganlon is keeping the tradition going with yet another balanced budget based on fake projections. But that won't happen when I'm mayor. When I'm mayor, we'll deal with our problems head on. We won't put them off until they're too big to ignore. With the shelter, the problem is already too big to ignore. It's costing animals their life. It's promulgating cruelty. Everybody here today knows that this is a fixable problem. We have people all around us who want to work together to fix this problem. But we need a bigger building, that's for sure. But this isn't news to the city. They put an RFP out in 2022 after we passed the law. But they went 3 years without answering that RFP. And then last November, Chris Ganlon went on TV and said there's a new lease for a new location and it'll just happen in days. Well, it's been 6 months, there's no new lease, and we're still in the cruel shelter. And when they asked about it, the city had nothing to say, only radio silence, not a peep. Now we're hearing rumblings that the lease fell through. But again, not an official word from City Hall. But here's the thing. There are other ways to fix the shelter while the city looks for a new building. We can provide more staff to the shelter. When I'm mayor, finding a new location that can support a state-of-the-art shelter is going to be a priority of mine. It is going to be one of the number one priorities. Why can't we have a nice shelter? Why can't we have an up-to-date shelter? But I'll also implement smaller changes to make the conditions right away. Hire more staff. Require comprehensive training for staff and volunteers, but also provide the training for the staff and volunteers. And we'll apply to the state and federal government for money to make sure that the city can use that money to upgrade the building, buy a new building, and provide more trained staff and volunteers. These volunteers who are standing behind me, they are passionate. They come down here in their spare time because this is what they believe in. They've been asking the city for these things year after year, but it's fallen on deaf ears. And there's no reason to have things get as bad as they have gotten. This shelter has a dedicated staff. Let me say it again. The shelter has a dedicated staff. They need more tools and they need more people. And as you can see behind me, we have passionate volunteers. There's only one reason it's not up to standards. But it's the same reason our streets don't get plowed, that our potholes don't get fixed. It's the same reason our pools and our community center aren't open. Why can't Buffalo ever seem to get the basics right? It's a failure of leadership. We've got an acting mayor who's content to do the bare minimum. But that includes perpetuating cruelty to animals. But I guess that's what he's learned after 12 years in city government. I'm not running for mayor to do the bare minimum. I'm running for mayor to build a better Buffalo. You know, look around. Look how many people want to be part of the solution. They're passionate people. They care about animals. They care about the city of Buffalo. They care about their volunteer work. There are people who can do more if we only gave them more resources, the resources they need. It's the same story in the Public Works Department. It's the same story in the Parks Department. It's the same story in the Recreation Department. The people working those jobs, they know how to do it better. They want better tools. They want more resources. People get into public service because they love the city and they want to make it a better place. If I'm elected mayor, I'm going to listen to those people. I'll give them the tools that they need to do their best work and to serve the city people of the city of Buffalo in the best way. I'll give them the tools that they need to get the job done. And mark my words, I'll not make any empty promises. I'll make my commitments, I'll say them publicly, and I'll let you judge me on whether or not we fulfill those commitments. But I'll make sure we get back to doing the basics. And then we'll get to work on the big, tough problems, but that's the kind of leadership Buffalo deserves. We all want a better Buffalo, and by working together and bringing in all the community voices, I am confident we will get that better Buffalo, and we will get a new state-of-the-art animal shelter. We have a lot of volunteers here today, and you hear the dogs, they like the idea. They like it. A lot of volunteers, but we're going to have one volunteer speak with us today as a representative of everyone, and that's Kelly Gorman. She's been a volunteer here for over 3 years. Come on up, Kelly. Woo! All right, Kelly.
All right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Kelly Gorman, a Buffalo resident, homeowner, and volunteer at our city animal shelter since 2022. I take pride in belonging to our famously neighborly city. And for me, true neighborliness means caring for all community members, whether they walk on two legs or four. Right now in that small building behind me, animals are suffering in silence. Last year alone, 2,701 homeless cats and dogs came through those doors, all dependent on a facility that's failing them daily. The reality is heartbreaking. Dogs can find wire crates for days because there's no space. Animals sitting in their own waste because there isn't enough cleaning staff. Injured pets waiting in pain because there is just one vet tech. This isn't just a building problem. It's a leadership crisis. Our dedicated shelter staff perform near miracles daily with minimal resources. They deserve our profound gratitude, but more importantly, they deserve our support. For years, volunteers like me have pleaded with city officials for help. We've identified grant opportunities. We've offered solutions. All we've received is silence. But when we reached out to Sean Ryan, within a single week, we were sitting at his table, planning solutions and organizing this rally. That's the difference real leadership makes. These animals can't vote. They can't send emails. They can't stand at this rally and speak. They rely entirely on us, on you and me, to be their voice. Today, I'm asking you to stand with Buffalo's homeless animals by supporting the shelter in Sean Ryan on June 24th during Buffalo's mayoral primary. Because in our city of good neighbors, even those who can't speak for themselves deserve to be heard. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kelly, and thank you to every volunteer who's here today. Next, we're going to bring up somebody who knows a lot about running animal shelters. Over 20 years experience at the Erie County SPCA, and she built a state-of-the-art facility during her leadership. And it's my pleasure to bring up Barb Carr. Yeah.
Woo! Go, Barbara!
We're good, and Barb.
Well, hello, all my animal welfare friends. Woo! And some family. Yay! Listen, I moved to Buffalo over 30 years ago to take the job as the executive director of the SPCA. And within the very first week that I worked here, I received calls from some of Buffalo's veterinarians who wanted to talk to me about the city animal shelter. This was 1993. In those days, the shelter was located in a building on Niagara Street. It held only dogs, as I recall. And the dogs were in kennels that were about 4 feet wide, 4 feet deep, and about 3.5 feet tall. Local veterinarians were really concerned with the shelter's physical plant and how animals were forced to live. Kennels, when they were cleaned, were hosed down with the dogs in them. They had no exercise, no companionship. They were simply warehoused for the time they spent at the city shelter. Not only were the veterinarians concerned with the care of these dogs, but the citizens of Buffalo, myself included, were up in arms as well. demanding change. Eventually, a new shelter, this one right here, was built to address the situation. During the planning stages of this shelter, the SPCA offered to help with plans, with advice on the use of materials to build the shelter, sound management within the shelter, air quality, and much, much more. But our recommendations fell on deaf ears. And the shelter was built in such a way that housing and care would quickly become an issue again. However, I believe about the same time, a volunteer organization, Friends of the City of Animal, the Buffalo Animal Shelter, was founded. And through their efforts, much has been accomplished. They have worked on enrichment and care and equipment for the shelter. This organization has done so much to improve the lives of animals at the city shelter, and I, for one, am very grateful for all of your efforts. About 4 years ago, I read that the city planning department was putting out an RFP for a new shelter for the city. Knowing that there was a bill pending in our legislature that called for very specific standards in shelters, I called the city planning department to suggest that they make themselves aware of the bill prior to requesting RFPs, so they wouldn't get stuck between a new law and an old RFP. I offered to go over this bill with them as they prepared. Again, this also fell on deaf ears, as I never heard back from the planning department prior to them sending out the RFP. That bill passed in 2022 and was signed by the governor in December of 2022. It has a provision that would not go into effect until December 15th of this year, giving shelters plenty of time to prepare themselves in these standards. And I will tell you that since this bill passed, at the state level of our federation, we've been providing to shelters all over the state free consultations to help them get ready. Do you think the city of Buffalo would allow us to give them a consultation?
No.
Finally, last fall, I was approached by the city planning department asking if I would sit on a committee to help plan the new facility for the lease on Niagara Street. I attended every meeting that happened, but it became clear at the last meeting, which I think was only about the fourth meeting, when no one from the planning department even bothered to attend, that the city animal shelter was once again to sit on the back burner. I understand at this point, because there have been no more meetings, that there is no plan to go forward with the Niagara Street location. In the past 30 years, I, along with many animal welfare professionals, have offered help to the city with the city animal shelter issues. But each time our suggestions have been ignored, or worse than that, our offers have not even been acknowledged. Today, we have Senator Ryan making a commitment to the homeless animals in our city, and he isn't even our mayor, yet. But I certainly hope that he will soon be. This shelter cannot pass the requirements of the Standards Act. We need a new shelter and we need a new mayor. Sean Ryan has shown that his ears are open, that he listens to the advice of experts, and that he cares about how we treat the animals in this community. Thank you, Senator Ryan.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. For your lifelong work at modernizing shelters in Erie County and now around the state. Dr. Reed Stevens is a veterinarian, and he is involved in so many different causes around Buffalo, all making sure that animals get their care, to make sure animals are vaccinated, and to make sure that we maintain the public health while also making sure that we treat animals decently and without cruelty in Buffalo. So it's my pleasure to bring up Dr. Reed Stevens.
Thank you, Senator. There's a quote out there, goes something like this. A society will be judged by how we treat the meekest, how we treat the quietest, and whether they're migrants or immigrants or refugees, or whether they're a shelter full of animals that need help. That's how we will be judged. Maybe you're like me. Maybe this is your issue for Buffalo. Maybe this is the one thing you could fix. I have watched this shelter. I have tried to help this shelter for my whole 25 years as a veterinarian. My practice is right around the corner. There are good veterinarians doing good work in this shelter. There are good people, great people like this, that are volunteering, make a difference. There are good staff members who are doing the best they can. But there is a lack of leadership. There is a lack of a vision. There's a lack of a prioritization. It's not a lack of money. There's lots of ways to do this. As Senator Ryan said, all the towns around us have figured out how to do it better. Yes, we have challenges. Yes, we're an urban location. Yes, our pets have greater need, but that means we have to do greater work. There are great volunteers here, but I know in my heart there's a lot more people that would volunteer. I know this for a fact because I've heard from them. They volunteered like Kelly did, and they volunteered for maybe a month, and they couldn't stand it. They volunteered for 10 years, and then they couldn't stand it. They walked away. There are donors who will give to the shelter if they know that the money is going to be handled appropriately. There's so much we can do together, and with Senator Ryan's leadership, we can make a significant difference finally right here for Buffalo in one of those, my most important issue in this mayoral race. Thank you so much.
Way to go, Dr. Stevens. Thanks so much, Dr. Stevens, and thank you for all your work in Buffalo in Western New York. Does anyone have any questions? All right.
Congratulations. Yeah.
When they opening? We've heard this before. We have heard this before. So, look, planning is something that you can't do overnight. And this is something that we told the city about in 2022. You got to get your ducks in the row. We made state money available. Other municipalities around the state applied for the money. City of Buffalo just pretended that the law would never go into effect. But this kicking the can down the road, it's a chronic condition in the city of Buffalo. Leadership doesn't kick the can down the road. This has been an open and a notorious problem for 30 years. You heard the speakers. We've got to come to the table. We have to build a modern shelter, and we need to stop the cruelty that occurs. I would just find it highly dubious that today, the day of a press conference, that they figured out something they're going to do a year from now.
Did they release the location?
So it's a top secret location.
It's just.
Anyone have any response? Go ahead.
It just proves that Sean Ryan is already leading and they're following.
Hell, you.
Listen, I'm a consultant for the New York State Animal Protection Federation. Our leader is Libby Post in Albany. And she, when I told her I was getting involved in this down in Buffalo, I'm a citizen here, she said, oh, Sean Ryan. Yeah, he comes and talks to me a lot. So I think that's not so. And I know that he supported the standards bill, so look it up. Yeah,
we've made funding available for the last several years through the Department of Agriculture to update animal shelters, and municipalities around the state have taken advantage of it. But guess who didn't take advantage of it? The city of Buffalo.
It's been, since 2022, it's $30 million that the legislature has committed to capital projects for animal shelters. $30 million.
So there's your answer. Come on in. You got to come up here.
We have nationally recognized animal welfare organizations wanting to help the shelter. One specifically that reached out and started talking to us over a year ago. They talked with the current administration in November, offering help, coming to do a shelter assessment that would go over things like staffing, disease prevention, programming, all of that type of stuff that we could do right here, right now to make this building better. And those talks went nowhere. We were told, we will take the conversation to the shelter, we will take this conversation to leadership, and we never heard back, even after multiple follow-ups. So the help is out there, and we have not gotten the response that we need. And I do think it is kind of funny and convenient that that statement is coming out today when we're right here having this group talk about this exact topic.
Yeah, I would note again that we've made $30 million available for this purpose since 2022 and four different grant cycles, and there has not been a response from the City of Buffalo. We should also note that this year, in this year's state budget, we're delivering $161 million of aid to the City of Buffalo. So it's not a matter of not having the money. It's a matter of not prioritizing having a modern shelter and stamping out animal cruelty. Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Let's give each other a round of applause. This is the most people I've had come out for anything in so long. So what a group of people. Thank you so much.
All about the pets.
Thank you. Enjoying a highly stimulating environment. Thanks so much.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.